We have the honor of having the treasurer of Cook County, who's got a very busy schedule, so we're going to get Maria on and off because she's got family obligations going on. Maria, thank you for calling into the show.
Always good to talk to you, Dave. How are we doing?
We're great. How are you doing with the tax bills finally being out?
It's a very busy week because we released a study. We just don't send out the bills on the numbers that they give us, but I've created a research group headed up by Hal Dardick and Todd Lighty and a gentleman by the name of Chris Silber, who analyzed the 1.7 million bills. So what they found was that the median residential bill in the city is up 16%. But what really, really is important is that commercial buildings countywide, because no one is renting them and they're going unrented with regard to office space, is down $3 billion. So as a consequence, in the city of Chicago, and the sticker shock was this, on the south and west sides, which are now being quickly rehabbed, Garfield Park is up 133%, an actual increase. North Lawndale is up 99%, and Englewood is up 82%. So if you look at a tax bill, I've got a West Garfield Park tax bill in front of me. Last year, the bill was $991. This year, the bill is $2,360. But if you look at this bill, because what we've done, I need all WGN listeners to open up their bill and read it, because the bill now says, where does your money go?
Yeah.
So if you look at where does your money go on this particular West Garfield Park bill, there is a billing for $1,142, which is the amount of a TIF. That's a tax increment financing district bill. And people are calling the office and saying, what's a TIF? What's a TIF? Likewise, I've got an Englewood bill that was $988 last year. It's $2,300 this year. And the TIF bill there, David, is $1,500.
Where's that? That TIF is supposed to be, the concept of a TIF, Maria, is that you collect this money and the money's reinvested back into those communities. Is that happening?
I don't know because I'm not running the city of Chicago, but that's the reasoning behind it. What's even more fascinating, go to cookcountytreasurer.com. You can download this entire report. There's a data portal on there, which will allow you to crunch these numbers. But if you go to the 24th Ward, like Monique Scott, it's up 62%.
Wow.
Stephanie Coleman, same thing.
I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions.
Taylor, same thing. But if you go to the lakefront, let's go to the lakefront. Let's go, like, to the Neiman Marcus building, Water Tower, all of these high-rises here. Those bills are at a negative amount because no one wants to move into these neighborhoods.
100%.
Apartments that were worth $3 million are selling for what they sold for in 1998. You can't unload something for $1 million over here. Why? Because the crime is so bad.
Crime is
bad. People don't want to go outside. People don't want to go outside. They don't want to walk their dogs. Now, I keep talking and talking because I want to get all this in before you tell me I can't talk anymore. The city of Chicago, the Chicago public school system last year alone raised taxes by $171 million.
Wow.
So the actual total amount of all the agencies in the city of Chicago, the increase in taxes last year just for Chicago, including the Board of Ed, was nearly a half $1 billion. People don't realize it. It was $469 million. So if you go to this bill and it says, where does your money go? It will tell you if it went up for the city, the Metro Water Reclamation District, the Chicago Park District, the County of Cook, the Chicago Community Colleges, the City Colleges, the City Schools, the City Library. It gives you all 14 agencies, David, not just for the city, but for the entire county. So you can pull up any bill, and on the left-hand side, you will see 14 different agencies that you pay your money to. On the right-hand side of that bill, we calculate for you whether it went up or down. Additionally, on that bill, right now, in the bottom left-hand corner. It will tell you whether or not, A, you got a homeowner's exemption, you have to have lived in the house for at least a year,
yeah.
A senior citizen exemption, you have to be over 65 to get that, or a senior citizen freeze, which you have to apply for every year. Nobody got it this year. Everybody's coming to the county. You have to be over 65 and making under $65,000. That's called a senior citizen freeze. The bill will tell you whether or not you got those. If you don't see it on your bill, go to CookCountyTreasurer.com. Put in your address. You will know you're in the right place because a picture of your house is going to show up. Once the picture of your house shows up, you scroll down and you're going to find two things. You're going to find whether or not you got a homeowner, senior, or senior freeze. You can apply online to get it. But if you scroll down just a little bit more, you will see whether or not you double paid. We have a chart set up going back 20 years. It will tell you who owned the home, whether the homeowner at the time during that 20 years overpaid. How does that happen? You refinance, you pay when the bill comes, but your refinancing company also paid. Or you have an escrow with a mortgage company. You forgot you had an escrow. You get the bill, you pay, and the mortgage company pays. We're sitting on $78 million in double payments going back 20 years.
Wow.
So we ask everyone to go to this site to see whether or not they have this money coming back. Countywide, the total amount of taxes, the total amount of taxes countywide rose $871 million. Which is about 4.8%. The rate of inflation is 3.5%. So homeowners, the median homeowner bill in the north and the northwest suburbs is up 3.4%, and the median bill in south and southwest suburbs is up 2.2%. The city took the hit this year because the city of Chicago was reassessed. It's reassessed every 3 years. So.
And you did that all in one breath, which is amazing. So I just want you to answer a couple of quick questions because I know you got family obligations and you want to jump. The biggest call that I'm getting and correspondence I'm getting are from homeowners that once had homestead rights exemption, senior freezes. They're gone. They're no longer on this tax bill. Is that Tyler? Is that our wonderful Tyler Technologies that
That's
we spent?
Fritz Kagi.
That's Fritz Kagi. Okay.
That's Fritz Kagi, who needs to get his act together and start giving out the right exemptions. I mean, if you go to the third floor of the county building, I mean, you can't even get on the elevator to get up there because all these people are missing their exemptions.
Okay, so the easiest, you have one of the easiest to navigate websites anywhere in government.
CookCountyTreasurer.com. Make sure that when you put in your address, this is very important, David, do not put north, south, east, or west,
right,
or it won't record you. Just put in 180 Pearson, 300 Sheffield, not North Sheffield, not East Pearson. Leave out the direction. Put that in. Put City of Chicago or just Chicago. And you know you're in the right place because you're going to see a picture of the house. You're going to also see on the right-hand side billing information. You can see right there if the bill didn't get sent to you.
Yeah.
If it's being sent to the wrong address on that website, you can change it. You can change where it is that the bill is being sent to. You can also online get a bill. You can pull up a bill for anybody you know. You can pull up your mother, your father. You can download this bill and the last bill. You can download it online if you didn't get it. And that is something that we're really, really proud of and took us a tremendous, tremendous amount of time to program. I want to talk about one more thing. This is a North Lawndale bill.
Yep.
This is a bill that went from $1,200 to $2,700. And again, this is a TIF on this bill that's up $1,200. I want to tell you that in 3 months, Hal Dardick is doing a study. It has taken us 2 years, 2 years to put this information together. We are doing a countywide 20-year study of TIFs, that's tax increment financing districts, and we're going to have an interactive map. We're going to tell you if in your area there's a TIF, what it's used for, and how your money's being spent, because people really don't understand that.
I just want you to answer this quick question. We have 115 days until Election Day where the residents of Cook County, the registered voters of Cook County, can vote in the county elections. Tony Preckwinkle has a bona fide opponent Alderman Brendan Riley. And Mr. Hines is running against the clown show in the assessor's office, Fitzkagie. Clown show is my word for it, not yours. How important is it for our listeners who want change to make sure that they vote in 115 days?
I can answer that. Because we just did a study. Our last study shows that in the municipal election, 19% of the people voted. Jeez. So all these people who are complaining are the very same 80% that don't bother to get up and get out and vote. They don't vote at all. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. This is really important. I forgot to mention this. It's going to be in a release next week. You don't have to pay your bill on December 15th. Repeat. You do not have to pay your bill on December 15th. You can go to my site on December 16th. I will give you a 13-month payment plan. And my computer will tell you either to your phone or your email whether or not you want to pay every 2 weeks or every month. Will remind you it's 13 months to pay, and it's not 18%. We got the 18% in Springfield reduced to 9%.
Nice.
So if you're tax crunched here and you don't have the money, relax. Number two, bills are normally due in March. I believe that it's going to be extended until April.
First installment.
It's going to be extended till April.
First installment of next year, right? That's what you're referring to.
You're going to get an extra month, so these bills aren't coming in too close together.
And do you need help running for mayor?
You know what? The people that I know don't have a lot of money, so they can't give me any money. They don't have two nickels to rub together. But I think that the people that I know love me, and they're going to come out, and I'm going to win.
I have money, and I love you. And Dave Haas doesn't know you as much, but I could feel the love. And Frank,
I'd pitch it.
Frank is loaded. So anything that you need to, when you run, if you run for mayor, you have my full backing because you've been nothing but great to our listeners and the WGN listeners and the listeners of Homestream Chicago, just cutting through the BS and telling it like it is. And you got a family event. Your website one more time, my friend?
CookCountyTreasure.com. I'm going to the Michigan Avenue tree lighting with my grandson.
Go, go. Much better than talking to David Hochberg at Homestream Chicago.
Okay, see you guys. Thanks a million. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Maria. Have a great day.
All right.